Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
EO.com Sports Station.
This hour of the Greg Hill Morning Show brought to you by the 2020 Subaru Forester. Ready for long drives beneath the sun, SubaruofNewEngland.com.
Now,
just curious, Matt, do you wear a mask? I have this fear, this vision of you rambling through stores maskless all over New England.
You know, the science is real clear on masks, right? It has no real effect. It makes you feel comfy and warm inside.
Cultural change is hard.
Interesting dichotomy when it comes to the text line.
Text line in a nutshell.
Some people are enraged by his comments.
He don't believe it.
Now, for the texters, stop with this, okay?
Broadcasting from beautiful and safe. Brighton, Massachusetts.
Everybody be safe tonight and
safe,
tomorrow.
Guys. Be careful. Be careful.
All across the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Or streaming at WEEI.com.
And the Radio.com app.
Intercom.
This is
The Greg Hill Show.
The Greg Hill Morning Show.
What's going on, everybody?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
With your host.
What?
Journalism Standard, Greg Hill.
I have to fill out my online health assessment form or I can't go to work today.
Jeez. Why do you keep selecting, when it comes to the temperature taking, the rectal as opposed to the oral?
I don't think
there's judgment going on anywhere here.
Featuring New England's only full-time female sports talker, Danielle Murr.
With your whole situation and
you got an extra day. Pull your head out of his ass.
I can't give a guy a compliment.
I did that.
It's done. You don't have to do it anymore.
But that was. I want another extra day, Daniel.
But that was. I still need two more extra days.
Joined by.
Yeah.
Nick Fitzy Stevens.
Oh, Cleavon Little is just an absolute national. Madeline Kahn. Harvey Korman. Just
hey, you went to NYU film school. Good job.
No, I'm a fan. I'm a fan of classic comedy. Oh, quit laughing. That makes absolutely no sense at all, Wiggy. Just because I went to college, it's not funny. It's stupid.
Burn.
That's not a burn. Shut up.
And behind the glass, the nation's two most annoying button pushers and professional staplers, Ken and Curtis.
Bars masquerading as restaurants also need to be closed.
Honestly, F off, dude. Yeah. Bars masquerading.
It comes out with a list. He has a list.
And you bars masquerading as a restaurant. Oh,
but think about how we're Charlie Baker.
Now. But we've got to be role models.
Right.
Oh, God.
It's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show.
And losers they are.
It's just like a lot of dancing going on. That's really it. Like a lot of dancing. And the music was awesome.
You're going to get a COVID.
How many have got the Cadova?
The virus.
Cover it.
Some of the morning show hosts who don't have a clue what they're talking about. They're not smart people.
On Sports Radio.
Cheers. Crushing beers and watching the pass.
From your lips to God's ears.
WEEI.
Guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woo-hoo!
Well, Scott from Weymouth is already on hold. Guess what he wants to talk about?
Oh, I can't imagine.
I guarantee it's the Bruins cancellation or postponement last night.
Wow, today is already a massive dub.
Should we
Scott from Weymouth at 6:02.
Should we take him early?
Hot out the gate.
He gave me three good musical rejoin selections 2 hours ago.
By the way,
On Twitter.
You're destroying Matt Light by including those comments the open. He was when that story made TMZ yesterday, he was under full attack from the United States of Masked America.
Oh, they were, the comments. And they really clickbaited the crap out of the headline.
Well, yes, they did. They
was
did.
Was his workout cave full of moon bats last night?
probably. I know the Globe was very, or somebody at the Globe was very upset that there was no follow-up question to Matt Light, Curtis.
Hayden Bird, which, by the way, if God created a name for a Globe employee, that is it.
It would be Hayden Bird.
Hayden Bird.
The third.
Was slightly offended.
Yeah.
He wrote to me, drinking from his Nalgene cup, telling me that I followed up with an idiotic question about Brady and Belichick.
Oh, I see.
And
I see.
Not, we were not properly browbeating towards Matt Light, given his incredibly inflammatory comments.
Well, we didn't mention the science. That's what he was upset about, is that Matt Light was allowed to express an opinion on this show without being contradicted by science.
All we've talked about for the last 6 months is the science.
The science. We've discussed the science. Oh. We know the science.
And there's new science this morning, so get ready, everyone.
Oh,
goalpost moving? Is Very there goalpost exciting. Moving underway? Here is your pal, Scott from Weymouth. Hello, Scott.
Greg, first of all, thank you. I can't believe you put me on before the lead.
Well,
can't believe it.
You know why I did? And this
Don't
is,
dump.
No. This is an odd thing. If you're on hold and we don't put you right in, you start texting on the text line about
well,
how
Well, that
you're
was
not,
yesterday.
Yeah,
I can tell when you take me. Greg, I know you after 4 years. I can tell when you take me when I'm not. And when I'm not, I'm like, you know what? The heck with him. I'll just blow up his text line. Now, all right, listen. Hey, check this quick shout out. 2 minutes, Greg. No joke. No. This is going to be a great
whoa,
time.
Whoa.
I am freaking over the Bruins situation.
Why?
But listen, guess who I am kind of tweeting with? I promised them a shout out. Do you follow poker? You ever heard of Doyle Brunson?
No.
Yes.
His son, Todd?
Yeah.
Right now he's streaming in Vegas listening.
Oh,
so I said, Todd, I'll give you a shout out.
That
right,
was the worst name drop in WEEI history. A poker
Todd
player's son?
Imagine right now he's probably playing 3,000, 6,000 hold'em. But I said, Todd, I'll shut you out. Put it. I told him how to stream. All right, move on.
This call is totally on.
By the way, Ken, I woke up at 2 a.m. Do you get Ken? I gave you some sick rejoins. I hope
love
you play
those
a couple.
Screaming trees. We'll have it later. Yeah,
dude, so sick. So sick.
So sick.
All right. Let me look at my notes. Hilarious. I do have notes. Derek the Steelers fan calls me out for having notes. Dick. Can you believe what a debauchery the NHL is?
Well, no.
So the Bruins. Greg, I played hockey right through high school. Mm-hmm. I sucked. I couldn't play golf. This reminded me of, oh, we can't go on the ice yet because, you know, Catholic Memorial's still pounding on Sayre. In the NHL, the Bruins can't play their scheduled game. What a joke. And it brings me back to my whole point I said about 12 weeks ago. Just cancel everything.
No.
Now they're playing at 11 in the morning.
Yes.
Greg, guess what? Greg, do you think it's not a coincidence that the best teams are out? So we lost Crosby. He's out. Connor McDavid, literally top 7 of all time. The kid is ridiculous. He had 8 points in 3 games. He's out. The Bruins, they got the lollipop throw, the round robin. I mean, what a joke. It just shows you how greedy the billionaire owners are. And the players, I get it. So here's the deal, Bruins at 11. Ready, Greg?
Yeah.
I owe you $80. I'll never welch.
Yep.
I'm going to make you a bet. I'll see you eventually. The Bruins, ready for this bet? You're going to say yes. I owe you 80. Greg, it's real.
Yes.
I'll tell you at Ernie's and I paid you. Remember
what is
that
it?
Day?
What is
I
the
give
bet?
You 30 bucks.
What's the bet?
The Bruins win today by more than 2 goals. They're gonna kill today. Crush. Do you want to accept the bet? We are on the air.
No.
Yeah, don't dump. I'm not.
You're
going to deny that bet? I'm laying 2 goals? Can't be that cheap. Danielle, you might be right. Is it cheap? What does he call it? Frugal?
Scott, he doesn't want to lift $80 in quarters. That's why he's not making the bet.
I'll go double or nothing with him on that, I guess. But I think the Bruins will win today.
All right.
I think the NHL, we'll have time for this later, but I think the NHL made the right decision on that, and that's all they can do. They're in a bubble. There's only one rink.
There's only one problem with a Wednesday game that starts at 11 a.m. That's right in the middle of Chara's supper.
Yes.
All right. We got Scott
can we start
out of the way.
The show?
Scott is.
I'm going to get in my car and crash it right now. If Scott calls back.
Are you calling for a rare restart of the program, Curtis?
No, that's not a qualifier for a full restart.
Play open again?
We don't have to do that. Sorry. But we can start with this.
This is
league. Great lead, Ken. Great lead.
Mike Branch of 40 suggestion. And can you name the band?
Well, it's Joe Walsh, and I believe it's, is it Funk 49?
That's, yep. And the name of the band is?
Name of that band, which was a super group, was...
Weezer.
No.
hey.
What was the name of that band?
James Gang.
Ah, the James Gang. Darn it. Yes.
Yeah, I got
the
points.
I got the song, I got the song, and I got the guitarist.
Darn it.
You know so much random crap.
That's more than what Wiggy would have been able to come up with.
All right, now here's a brain teaser for you. More to prove on the Patriots this year in 2020. Cam Newton or Julian Edelman? And the answer is at the Laird column at WEI.com. It is system receiver Julian Bubbs Edelman.
What is your issue?
I workshopped this yesterday on the show.
What is your issue with Edelman?
Well, that's his tag, right or wrong. He is a system receiver. He's a product of Brady right now. He's got 2 years to prove that's not true.
He has cemented his place in Patriots folklore forever.
I would agree with that. He's got iconic moments that will stand the test of time.
Iconic moments? But he single-handedly won us a Super Bowl in Atlanta.
No Pro Bowls, not in the NFL's top 100. He's viewed as a lesser version of Welker in the grand scheme of things. Ooh. Welker had better numbers here. And Welker gets – we had Welker discussions on the show for multiple days. Fitzy was like – Wiggy said Brady made him. Mm-hmm. And that's the same thing Edelman has to deal with.
Okay.
So this year, in a whole new system, he's the most tenured member of the offense. He's got to step up and prove he can do it without Brady. More to prove than Cam Newton does.
All right. Read the Laird column at WEEI.com.
Good morning, everybody. Last night, I heard the man, the myth, the legend, Lou Holtz. I think he is America's spokesperson in this time of crisis. He discussed college football and why we should be able to accept some risks in order to get the game back.
I think that we shut everything down for 6 months. I'm going crazy about being quarantined. I think other people are tired of it. Let's move on with our life. When they stormed Normandy, they knew that there were going to be cash and there's going to be risk. 2% of the people that can they go to the emergency room go for COVID-19. 2% of it is going down. But young people, Bill, they think it's like cancer. They think they're going to die.
Oh. Amen, Lou.
Wow.
Bring college football back. Yesterday was a watershed moment where the bad guys won. The Frady Cats, the Larity Cats, the Wusses, the Pusses got their victory yesterday.
Hated war references. Well, I'm storming the beaches of Normandy.
Well, I mean, when it's a part of a comment that I agree with, it's fine. But the... Oh. The situation here is that I desperately want there to be ACC, not because I miss college football and I like BC. I want to see what Marty Walsh tries to do if BC hosts a football game at Chestnut Hill this fall.
With fans.
I think Marty and Charlie would be barricading the doors together trying to see how they could stop that from happening.
I'm going to say Holtz Light 2020. The Holtz light campaign for 2020.
Amen.
Does Holtz have it? He's got it at least as together as Joe Biden, right?
I think he probably is. Yes.
All right. So how about this one, kids? Patriots signed former Texans and Dolphins running back Lamar Miller to a one-year deal coming off of his ACL reconstructive surgery. And people wondered, why? Is this just a camp body? Could this be the Patriots adding depth to their already top-rated running back room? Well, last night, in a rumor floated about the NFL Twitter sphere, perhaps the Philadelphia Eagles could be exploring a trade for former first-round pick Sony Michel. Would you, if you're the Patriots right now, flip Sony Michel to the Eagles, who were desperate to draft him in 2018, say, recoup the third-round pick that you lost in Spygate 2.0, get rid of him, don't worry about his failure, and go into the season with Lamar Miller, Damian Harris, Rex Burkhead, and James White? The answer is hell yes.
You would.
In a heartbeat.
There is no shot in hell they would give up a third round pick for Sony Michel.
Eagles to draft him? Where are you getting this intel?
Go ahead. Look it up. Type in Eagles Sony Michel into the Google machine. Actually, type in Lemon Party yourself, Ken. Go to there. Okay? Curtis, you should Google Twinks. But Greg, if you want something, type in 2018 Sony Michel Eagles. They were desperate to draft him, and they
have had two surgeries since then.
They have my okay, great. So what? There's a pandemic. Who cares? There's been five Madea movies since then as well. The point of the matter is they wanted him. They want to lead back. They only have Miles Sanders in a depleted running back room. The Patriots added depth with Lamar Miller for the cheap the other day. I would flip him, move on from Sony, bring in Lamar Miller and Damian Harris. Do it today.
Okay. Please be more courteous to the Tweedles in the other room, please. That's what I would like from you, Nick.
A big good morning to Cam Newton, who's grinding away on the Peloton right now as we speak. Did you know that you guys had that in common, Greg?
No, I didn't know that.
He's like that, Nick.
I like him even more than I did previously.
Now, despite Ken's column on WEEI.com that Edelman has more to prove this season than Cam Newton, I say Cam is here for business, and he knows he's not here for a long-term thing. He's here to win. He put on Instagram yesterday a post, and as you know, I am the social media expert in the show as when it comes to reading into things. And his post read, "They said, yo, Boogie, you're looking rough. You didn't know you were taking pics today? I simply reply, I've been grinding. They say, yo, Boogie, why are you not smiling in none of your pics? You not happy? I simply reply, I'm not here to play games, crack jokes, etc. You know what I'm here for." And then he quotes George Strait. And he says, "I ain't here for a long time. I'm here for a good time."
I love it. I love it.
Get to business.
He looked pretty good in that jersey, too. Mm-hmm. Looked pretty good
I think that was Ordway's Twitter account you were reading from.
All right. Some Natick parents are disgruntled with the Natick Little League, who is following Governor Baker's new decree to a T in declaring that only one parent is allowed at games going forward.
Oh, come on. And you can't cheer, right? Because droplets. You couldn't cheer anyway.
So the poor little Tykes Curtis have to pick which parent gets to watch their Little League games going forward.
That sucks.
Is that real?
Yes,
that's
real.
That's insane.
It's a new ruling. Now, I mean, how many, what are there? At max, 20 little guys on the team, so it's 40 parents.
You're in a field, for Christ's sake.
You're outdoors at a Little League field, and they can't distance themselves all the way out to the outfield?
So hold on a second. Let me get this straight. For years, Baker and his administration didn't crack down on everybody with the Kahlua, the Baileys, and every other booze in their Dunks cup. But now we're going to, you have to pick which parent comes to your Little League game.
Can I ask a dumb question?
No.
What else is new?
Either parent that's at the game will be the same as both parents being at the game. What I'm saying is that they both would have it if they have it, correct?
Right, yes.
So one parent comes, it's the same thing. Mm-hmm. There's no difference.
The parents who aren't disgruntled are probably excited that they don't have to go to a 3.5-hour Little League game.
Are you kidding? Seven innings that last 3.5 hours, or as we like to call it, the 2020 Red Sox versus the Rays.
Thank you.
And Curtis, the way it works is if two parents come and they both have it, that means there's twice as many people that could be spreading it there.
But they're just standing together. I don't even understand it. Who watches a Little League game bumping into each other?
They're together but apart. Have you missed 2020, Guy?
I hate this year.
Actually, my wife and I have been together but apart since June 2006.
Can we find out who created this rule?
Larry the Cable Guy.
It's probably
Karen Pulido's brother.
It is whoever is the president of the Natick Little League. We can probably get them on the show if you want this morning.
Drunk with power, these people.
Or maybe it was Scott from Weymouth. I don't know.
God help us.
But I will say this. If Natick Little League can have 10 parents, 15 parents there, why can't the Boston Red Sox have 15 parents, 15 fans at Fenway
Park?
They
couldn't get 15 fans.
Never. What are you talking about? How dare you?
All right. Well, 12 is the average, according to this Little League expert. So it would be 24 parents. 12 kids, 24 parents. You can't find a way to socially distance 24 parents so they can watch their kid play Little League?
This is bananas. I was just reading a piece on Channel 4's website, and one dad spoke to them. He's also the coach of his son's team, and he counts as the parent even though he's the coach. His wife can't even come watch because he's coaching.
And what about some parents are upset that brothers and sisters can't go?
New normal. Drink.
Yeah, I guess. Come on. All right. Well, anyway, those are our suggestions for the lead right now. It is Ken and What is Trending This Morning.
Don't miss a minute of your favorite WEEI shows by using the Rewind feature in your radio.com app. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Brought to you by Dana-Farber, Brigham and Women's Cancer Center, where everyone on your team specializes in your type of cancer and works to create a personalized care plan just for you. It's a plan focused on keeping you safe, defeating your cancer. Learn more at youhaveus.org. Well, how was Banners? You made it there. The game didn't happen, but
you know what? I didn't know this till I got there. But, Curtis, it is a sports bar masquerading as a restaurant.
Get out. Shut it down.
Very disappointing. No. I left immediately.
Now, is that still your napkin that you kept from last night, or is that your mask you're wearing as sort of like a whisker strap?
That is my mask. I was out and about last night to watch the Bruins game, and so I have my mask around my chin, so Ken is not alarmed all morning.
Oh, yeah.
But Banners...
The chin strap sets me to rest.
It would have been great. It was kind of disappointing. I was so excited for that game last night, but... Yeah. You know, in the new normal, in the new world that we live in, this is bound to happen, right?
Yeah. The only thing to second guess would have been based on going into the tournament, you knew this could have been a possibility. You just declare we go to a shootout after a set number of overtimes.
Well, five OTs was fun. That was fun, though. That was a great watch.
It was fun, but honestly, they ought to go to the 4-on-4 and end that quicker. You know, they do it during the regular season. They're hell bent on the old system when it comes to the playoffs, but if that were 4-on-4, that would have ended quicker last night.
As it was, the Tampa Bay Columbus game went from 3:09 p.m. to 9:22, 6 hours and 13 minutes, 7.5 periods. Brayden Point won it into the fifth overtime. 150 minutes of hockey. Here's Bruce Cassidy talking about not getting the game in.
I mean, it's obviously strange to wait that long and then find out you may or may not play. Then you start thinking, well, is it going to be productive to play at 10 o'clock at night? You start thinking of the safety of the players, the ice conditions, a number of different things. Having said that, what are the options to not play? Tomorrow there's two scheduled games already at 3 and 8. So it comes out of your hands anyway, Matt, to be honest with you. As a coach, you're just thinking, okay, how do you prepare your players that have been sitting around that long?
I'm a little worried at the 11 a.m. start. In a series where the Bruins are favored, weird things happening is not good, in my opinion. So this is a weird thing. It's early. That may Chara may be in his wheelhouse, as Fitzy alluded to, but I don't know. The Canes are younger. Maybe they're ready to go at 11, and they skunk it today.
They're younger, so they're more ready to go at 11? I don't buy that.
More vibrant, easily bounce back. I don't know. I'm just a little nervous about it.
I will say that I wish Columbus won that game last night because I think... Tampa Bay gets a bit of an albatross off their back with regard to last year by winning that first game of that series. So
absolutely. Well, we've shuffled the lineup today. Dale's got Ness and duty now. Mutt and Hart 10-2. Lou and Wiggy, and then Dale joins him after the game.
Ooh.
After the Bruins action. Red Sox lose at 8-2. Let's just move past that. They're 6-11. They'll try it again tonight. 6:30 pregame on the Shaws and Star Market. WEI Red Sox.
Did you even just say let's move past?
Well,
that?
They can salvage a split, so let's move on to Game 3.
Oh, good Lord, Ken.
The Celtics won. They routed the Grizz 122-107, fourth straight win. They are looking good, granted against subpar competition, but it looks like they're settling in for the Sixers. It's not official, but looks like Celtics and Sixers in round one without Ben Simmons and Joel Embiid. So that's a good draw.
Yeah, it's a great draw. Good matchup.
Patriots place linebacker Brandon King on the pup list. Special teams demon Fitzy. He's going to be out 6 weeks at least.
I think he tore his quad last year and wasn't able to play and still hasn't recovered fully, but he'd be a big get, some safety depth, and a great special teamer as well. By the way, is anyone watching the NBA playoffs aside from the Celtics? Because if you're not, you're missing some of the most inspired basketball I've ever seen in my life. Damian Lillard for the Portland Trailblazers is playing like he's literally playing the basketball equivalent of Denzel Washington in Man on Fire. Some of the best basketball I have ever. These basketball playoffs are awesome. Awesome.
But it's not the playoffs yet, though, right?
The play-ins. Play-in-offs.
Okay.
Pretty soon, next week, I guess. Big Ten and Pac-12, no fall sports, pushing it back to the spring. But Curtis's Fighting BC Eagles will continue to practice. The ACC, for now, is heading towards, the opener is Duke, September 19th. So there you go.
Eagles and
the Blue Devils.
Mm-hmm. What a game.
The Fighting Guinea Pigs. Of
you can already hear nobody cheering from my backyard.
It's the Greg Hill Morning Show.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This is the Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
I'm not gonna lay around and whine and moan, 'cause somebody done me wrong. Don't think for a minute that I'm gonna sit around and sing some old sad song.
Coming up shortly, the dumbest of the day. And then at some point, Curtis, we have to address the Southie testing conspiracy.
Uh-oh.
Maybe at 7.
All right.
We'll have time for that. And why are you shaking your head, Laird?
This is an all-timer from you on the group text last night. It's unbelievable.
What do you mean?
I'm looking forward to this at 7.
All right. We'll discuss that at 7.
I think that could be the biggest story in the city today.
Well,
you could set the dialogue.
If you can ever get to the bottom of it, yes.
But don't tell Hayden Bird.
I suspect that even the Globe would not be able to get to the bottom of what's going on over there.
Very
or
true.
What went on over there in Southie with regard to testing. So,
ooh.
And then also at 7:20 this morning, there is new guidance from our elected officials in the state on eating. For those of you who are concerned about the COVID, we have some new guidance or some new orders or some new decrees or dictates or whatever they might be.
I would suggest this is great news for you, Greg.
Mm-hmm. Oh boy.
Yes, you're right about that.
So this isn't about like intermittent fasting or what's good for me?
No.
Okay.
No, it's not. Now, with regard to the postponement of last night's Bruins game, I got a text during the break, 617 text, which says, how does the NHL pick a bubble location with only one rink? I don't know. Would they have been able to find a major city with a couple of acceptable NHL standard rinks within, you know, a mile or two of each other?
Boston.
Or Manchester. Sununu was stomping hard for New Hampshire.
Yeah.
What about Lake Placid? It's already set up to have a bunch of people, right? Don't they have the Olympic Village?
Maybe they should have bubbled in Lake Placid as opposed to Toronto and Edmonton. I don't know.
The only concern is, because I know nothing about hockey, I think the rinks there are actually different than NHL rinks. Aren't they international?
No. Yeah. I think there is a difference when it comes to the Olympic international rink. You're right about that, Curtis, I believe. But, I mean, this was bound to happen, I guess.
Well, it's not bound to happen. It's the fourth longest game in hockey history. I mean, it's an anomaly. I don't think this is going to recur.
They were saying last night that they need 87 minutes between games when it comes to getting the ice ready and the players being ready. So, I mean,
down brigade.
The only thing that could have conceivably happened would have been that the Bruins would have played that game at 11 o'clock or something last night, which would have been ridiculous, as opposed to playing it at 11 o'clock today. So,
But I think baseball's bubble plan for the playoffs, they are thinking of multiple fields. That's why they're thinking of New York. I don't know. Could they bubble with that's a pretty big bubble.
New York would be a great pick for the baseball playoffs. Absolutely. Because you've got four Major League-ready ballparks. You've got the Staten Island Yankees, the Brooklyn Mets, the New York Mets A-team is out in Staten Island, and then you've got Citi Field and Yankee Stadium, all within a short bus ride. Or no one's on the subway these days.
Yeah. I mean, if you're the Bruins, does it matter to you playing last night or playing today?
Probably. These guys are such routine beasts. I don't know. You get up at 6 today, and you're just out of your... It's odd. I don't know how it's going to affect the hockey.
Yeah.
What's their matinee record this year? You were there for every matinee Saturday game.
I mean, I don't think it makes much difference to them, probably. I think they've already adjusted to the COVID world, so I don't know that it makes much difference. I mean, I do know that they, when it comes to speculation on social media and elsewhere, they need to be right up front with what is going on, because there was wild speculation last night that Pasta had snuck out of the bubble and went to the North End again or something.
Wow,
and that's why that game was being postponed, or that somebody had had a false positive test and they might not be able to play.
It had nothing to do with the fact that it meant to start at 8, and the earliest it could have gone off would have been 10:44.
Yeah, no thanks.
No thanks.
Hard pass on that one.
Let's see. Here's a 781 texter who says this is a joke. It's a fake season. And if you win the Stanley Cup, then you ought to be embarrassed. Well,
yes. You should be embarrassed. You should stand before your mother and father and apologize for your efforts. Mother and father, I'm so sorry. I was not able to play until it was time. Come on.
Do you think history will look back at whatever team wins this and it won't be given full the full credit
asterisk.
that it deserves?
It depends who wins. If it's the Chicago Blackhawks, the 12 seed, to somehow win the cup, I think it will be looked at as like. But if it's one of these favorites that just, it depends what you see. You know, if the Tampa Bay Lightning are grinding through four series and they look great, I think people will give them their due.
Yeah.
Earn it.
That was a big win for them last night.
Yep.
Huge win for them.
Got away with a blown collar. Should have been a penalty shot right before the
goal. On that breakaway?
Right,
yes.
Absolutely.
Was an awful call.
He bundled him.
Literally knocked the guy into the net. No call.
Bundled him.
But if Tampa sort of like got the monkey off their back by finally beating Columbus after just getting embarrassed last year, I wouldn't, if I was the Lightning, I wouldn't think that this is a runaway now. Like, okay, good, now we can get back into our game. Because Columbus hung with them phenomenally. That's a wildly underrated team. Columbus is gonna be a tough out. And if they get past the Lightning, damn.
This texter says none of these guys care. They just want to get to summer and golf.
Amen.
That's all they just did for 5 months.
Get to summer. Get to fall.
Tuukka was back at Woodland this morning. He's going up for the game today.
Yeah.
I think they care.
Of course they do.
Yeah.
How many more shots are Krejci, Bergeron, and Chara going to get? I think this is the last dance for that crew. I think someone retires or someone gets traded. Yeah, I think this is the last rodeo for them.
This came up yesterday. I mean, you know Krug is gone, right? They're not going to pay him seven. They're not going to pay him $7 million.
Yeah, based on the cap situation now and the finances, you're probably right.
Yeah, I mean, what did McAvoy get? $5 million.
Yep.
I mean, they're not going to pay Krug more than they're going to pay McAvoy.
Krug's their energy guy, though.
Yeah,
Krug's a tough guy. Krug's a great player.
Greg's
our energy guy.
Yeah, you might be right.
We're screwed.
Well, we know Wiggy is not our energy guy because he has low T.
Right.
He has low T.
But the beauty of the NHL playoffs, Greg, if teams don't care, they're going to get bounced. That's what separates. I mean, that's the will. So Fitzy's right. If the Bruins are highly motivated, they're going to make a run.
Wait, how is that different than any other sport? If you don't care, you'll probably lose.
Hockey's a game of emotion. It's a game of passion. It separates from the other sports. I feel like there's a dramatic music got to be while I say this.
Aren't we going to know, by the way, probably by 11:30 if the switch has been flipped? Because that's what they said. Like, it didn't count before. Now it does, and they're going to engage in switch flipping mode, so let's see. We'll know by 11:30 today.
There's only one stat I pay attention to when it comes to hockey. It's their compete level. If their compete level is up,
don't disregard that. Look at the stars that are out already. Crosby's out. McDavid's
out. Who the hell wouldn't be competing? It's the freaking playoffs. You're a hockey player. You're a professional. Why wouldn't they be competing?
Every team is different in terms of their engagement.
And in basketball, you can show up and not care and win the game.
Yeah,
but
you show up with LeBron and you win.
LeBron cares more than anybody.
Yeah, but all you got to do is look to the NBA, Curtis, because
so
there are teams, the way that they set up the Western Conference play-in, you had three up to four teams competing to get the 8 and the 9 seed, and then 8 versus 9 is going to have to play to get the 8th seed. So you've got teams like Memphis, Phoenix, Booker for Phoenix and Lillard for Portland are playing some of the best the most enjoyable basketball. They just score and they shoot and they hustle and they run. The compete level, if you will, if that's your favorite stat, Curtis, is out of control in the Western Conference right now. And
Fitzy's
I wouldn't
all
miss
over
a game.
Lillard talked this morning.
Ken, the guy's dropped 50 points in 3 games in the past couple weeks. He just dropped 61 last night. He's on fire.
But
it's great.
I go back to the idiocy of Ken's point here that you play in every sport. These players care. That's why they're professional athletes. They all have to play hard in the playoffs to win.
They don't put their bodies on the line like hockey players do at this time of year.
Yep. But
that's part of it. That's
no one tried harder than Albert Hainsworth. He was a professional athlete, was he not?
When was he in the playoffs?
Never, because he fatted his way out of Washington and New England.
That makes my point. Thank you. The people who make the playoffs care.
Speaking of fatting your way out of things, there's new guidance on how you should eat your food here in Massachusetts, and we'll discuss that at 7:20 on today's show. Here's a Rhode Island text which says, Greg, how is 11 p.m. ridiculous? At least people could watch if they wanted to last night. 11 a.m. is a joke to anybody with a normal 9-to-5 job. Does anybody have a normal 9-to-5 job right now?
Six people.
I think a lot of people were like, you know, bonus. I get an 11 o'clock playoff hockey game on a Wednesday, and I have nothing to do. I'm
going
to reschedule my Zoom call and sit down and watch hockey at 11 o'clock
you
today.
You think people aren't going to be half in the bag by what? If the Bruins are like 2-2 in the third, it's going to be bloodies, beers, and Bruins all over the
base. Are you kidding me? Some of these bars that are masquerading as restaurants, Curtis, like Lincoln and Southie, they'll be loaded up at 10 a.m. this morning.
There was a line masquerading as restaurants also need to be closed.
There was a line when I drove into work this morning already.
Yeah. I am camped out outside Lincoln waiting for the first table. Like when I saw Zooey Dish Channel at the Cacharella Music Festival, Curtis.
You know what you can get is
Zooey Dish Channel.
You can get a table that is perpendicular to the bar.
Yeah, but which makes so much sense.
You can't sit at the bar.
The best is when you go to a place that doesn't have high tops. So they put you at a two top, which is like a regular low table next to the bar. So the bar is directly adjacent to your face. That's fun.
Don't you think that if you're a restaurant that is accused of being a bar masquerading as a restaurant, it's kind of offensive when it comes to your chef?
Of course it is.
Yeah.
Like
if you're Tony C's and the governor is accusing you of being a sports bar masquerating as a restaurant.
All the top chefs that are working at Tony C's.
I don't think there's a Michelin star at Tony C's.
It's not.
Michelin.
It's not a Michelin star, star restaurant.
Three. You can only get three.
Today there's going to be 16 chicks at one table sharing a burger.
This qualifies as a meal and leftovers for all of us as well. Do vegan cheese.
With regard,
is this your own Brian on the pickles?
Cam Newton's a vegan.
With regard to my lead,
yes,
which was about Natick Little League, which has followed the governor's decree in downsizing when it comes to gatherings.
Yeah.
And they're only allowing one parent to go to a Little League game.
Stupid.
A texter would like to know if you can have cardboard cutouts of the other parent at the Little League game.
Yes.
Oh, you can? Okay.
Sure.
Just outfit it with a GoPro and then your other spouse can watch it at home.
What do divorced parents do?
Fight over this as well?
Breathe a sigh of relief?
Basically. Remember that time when I had to drive to Jackson's Little League game? That's going to be 47 cents in gas that I'm adding to your bill this month. We do split everything.
Linda,
remember?
The check arrived already.
Well,
we agreed not to do this.
Linda, listen. We agreed that we were going to split everything 50-50, and I have been shouldering my burden in driving him. And, you know, that's wear and tear on my car that you don't pay for.
Can I ask, though, how, I mean, we discussed it already, but it bears repeating. Can't you take, you know, a Little League field and spread 40 parents out?
Yes, you can.
Why don't you ask Linda? She spreads everything else, like her legs.
You seem a little bitter, Dan.
I'm going to go ahead and forward this recording to my attorney.
No, but I mean, like you said, you have parents that are drinking directly from their Dunkin' Donuts cup at every Little League game in the history of Little League, and you can't find a way to socially distance people at a Little League game.
Olivia's dad is hammered in the corner out by third base.
All those moms that are screaming at the umps have clear beverages in their 32-ounce Cumbie's Chill Zone.
I'm right here, Daniel.
That's a good point, though. When it comes to only one parent, it cuts down on the parent on umpire and parent on coach violence at youth sports events.
No, it doesn't, because how long until we see the first story of a parent on a FaceTime call who made the other parent take the phone over to the ump and got in their face virtually?
Because
you know that's coming.
Virtual arguments?
Yes. Bring me over there. Bring me over
there.
Bring me over there. I want to talk to him. Tell him to look at me. I'm on the phone. Give him your AirPods.
What about pets?
You have to wipe them down, though.
How do pets fit into the equation?
They don't.
Can you bring your dog to the Little League game?
No dogs on field.
No dogs? Because there have been dogs that caught the corona, right?
Well, the problem there, Greg, if you've been in any of the Facebook town community page forums, is the complaints about the dogs in the park and the idiots that don't pick up after them. Mm-hmm.
Well, I am in the Southie community Facebook page. That's how I discovered the Southie testing conspiracy, Ken.
Why in the hell are you in the South Boston Facebook community
and
page?
And when did you get on Facebook?
I'm a journalist. And so
Define journalist.
I am digging for information, and I discovered it.
You're
yesterday.
A mole.
This conspiracy could blow up the whole entire testing system in the United States of America. That's what I believe.
Oh, wow. Hey, is this Woodward or Bernstein over here? I can't figure it out.
Yes. So we will get to that coming up after 7 on today's Greg Hill.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Show.
Back to the Greg Hill Show on Sports Radio WEEI.
Great Natick Little League question from a texter during the break. With only one parent allowed at Little League games in Natick due to social distancing requirements, who is going to be the designated driver?
The kid.
Oh, the kid. Okay. Yeah. Oh, all right. Yes.
That's true.
Yeah. You ain't Little League unless you've driven mom or dad home once or twice.
Right. I mean, who hasn't gone to dinner with their parents when they're 12 and had to drive them home?
Did you have to
do
that?
Maybe it happened once.
I never had to drive anybody home, but my grandparents watched me a lot when I was little because my mom was a single mom and she worked. And I remember, like, my grandmother used to send me into the convenience store when I was like 6 with $10 to buy my grandfather a pack of cigarettes, and she'd be like, just have them look outside. I'll wave to them from the car so that they know you're buying them
Simpler times.
And they clerk handed you the money and the cigarettes and you walked out.
People trusted people.
I know.
Simpler times.
Well, the internet wasn't around.
So what was that, the 70s or the, how old?
The early 80s.
The early 80s.
Yeah, because I was born in 77, so.
Yeah. I mean, nobody trusts anybody anymore.
Nope.
This is an old man move, but I left a bag of groceries on the bottom of the cart the other day.
Yeah.
And so I realized it upon arriving home.
Oh, no.
So
where were your beets?
I went right back down to the grocery store and spoke with the young fellow who was working there. And I described exactly what was in my bag.
And he took one look at you and said,
then,
no way.
And then we went over to the area where the discarded or left behind bags were and identified that bag.
Yeah.
And then he said, do you have a receipt? And I said, no, I do not. I don't have my receipt. And he said, well, I guess maybe I can trust you. And I said, are there a lot of people that are coming in and describing exactly what is in a random grocery bag so that they can take somebody else's grocery bag that they left behind?
Had you gone over there?
Time today it's happened, so.
Had you gone over there and poked through it?
He said, can you put your mask on? Matt Light was in here earlier today. I had the same discussion with him.
Poor Matt Light.
Oh,
holy
cow. Oh,
my God. Oof. The poor guy. Did you send that story to TMZ, Curtis?
I did.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Matt, thanks you. Matt and Mrs. Light, thank you for that.
Now I understand.
Science is real clear on masks, right? It has no real effect. It makes you feel comfy and warm inside, maybe. But it doesn't do anything, you know, in the grand scheme of things.
All right.
Oh. Okay.
The disdain in the tweet by Hayden Bird from the Globe was just priceless. The follow-up question was about Brady and Belichick. Yeah.
I mean, I didn't feel the need to grill Matt Light with a follow-up question. He was expressing his opinion. I mean, I get a lot of people. I was amazed by how many people were pissed off by Matt Light. Did you hear it yesterday, Nick?
I sure did.
Did you pucker?
I had a chance to discuss it with friends yesterday. Uh-huh. There was a lot of like, I was on the midday show yesterday with Andy Hart and Dale. Dale was psyched.
Was Dale enraged?
That got him going on a rant that downstairs Joe squashed pretty quick. That was, and the text line was, and the emails and the tweets were coming in fast and furious.
What was Dale saying about it?
Oh, he was like, go Matt, go.
He was like, kill Matt.
Wait, let's go back to the squashing downstairs Joe.
What did he say? He said... He's like, I'm sorry, but Matt Light sounded like an idiot on this morning show. Could you believe what he said? And then he went, go. This was coming off saying that Mike Clevenger was the worst person in all of professional sports for not telling people that he had like snuck out of the bubble or whatever and then got on an airplane with Carlos Carrasco or could have been around Tito Francona and just, whoo, we had a hot spot. Yesterday in the 11 o'clock hour.
And then
old Uncle Dale got going.
Friend Zone Joe squashed it.
Friend Zone Joe was like,
hey guys.
I don't want to do it. There's sports going on right now. What are we doing here? Why are we taking calls on this?
You sounded like a fool this morning. Hey guys. That stuff.
Hey guys, have you seen? I'm wearing my Red Sox Jimmy Fund zip up.
Come on. Let's not pick on Joe's fashion choices. Greg is wearing a free Red Sox shirt right now.
I'm just having a little fun with it. I even spoke to a teammate of Matt Light's yesterday. His response was, yeah. That's Maddie.
Yep.
Oh,
you and yep. Brady?
Yep. Who was it?
Name rhymes with Mo Fandruzzi.
Oh, he said, yeah, that's Matt.
He's like, that's Maddie.
Yeah.
And then he showed me the Mustache Man video, and we had a laugh.
Can I ask a question? Yeah, when did Dale get his degree in epidemiology?
Last year. It was honorary.
What do you think I've been doing in this bunker for all this time, Curtis?
That was an excellent Dale right
That's
there.
A pretty
that was
good
like
Dale,
that
actually.
Was disturbingly good.
Well, he's in the bunker except for today when he's going to the Nesson studio to do the game.
Let's get it out.
So he's been at home from 10 to 2 for the last 5 months.
Yes.
Today he's going to be in another public building between 10 and 2 on an air, but TV.
Oh, Curtis, put a sock in it.
Oh, my God. This is so good.
That's great, Dale.
This is amazing.
That's
NASCAR!
Ah! I don't know which is which.
Curtis. Dale's not a big Curtis fan.
Who is? I mean, let's be honest.
What clued you in, Greg?
11 Chris years. Curtis, you know, who doesn't know if a puck is puffed or stuffed.
Oh, man. That one hurt.
Greg here is stuffed and he thinks of sandwich. Is a puck a sandwich?
That's a great way to order. Would you like it puffed or stuffed?
I'd like it, yeah. Can I get it well done and wet?
But what what is the mentality on somebody like Matt Light coming on this show and expressing his opinion, which may differ from yours, and you're infuriated and enraged by it? I mean, there were people who were saying how irresponsible it was.
But I think people are also not, and you know, we brought this up, and maybe it's an unsexy way to approach the topic, but we talked about this yesterday, you know, when Mrs. Light expressed her concern saying, hey, I want to clarify, Matt Light doesn't go into stores. Because people hear Matt say, I don't wear masks, they don't do anything. They assume that he's out and about, going into places, socializing. And I don't think Maddie's doing that. Like, he runs his camp, and he does some other stuff, and, you know, maybe he's doing some hunting things. But, you know, I don't think Matt is out, you know, wandering around the mall maskless. Well, he's just not going to some of these places.
But
people see the headline on TMZ Sports or on EEI.com.
Right, but what pissed people off was the fact that he said there's no science to wearing it.
Yeah, no, listen, I want people to see this beautiful face, man. I can't cover it up. It's not going to happen. You know, here's the thing, right? I respect anybody's decision to wear a mask or not wear a mask. You know, the science is real clear on masks, right? There's no need to interpret it whether it helps save lives or not. It doesn't. It has no real effect. It makes you feel comfy and warm inside, maybe, but it doesn't do anything, you know, in the grand scheme of things.
Would it have been any better if he just said masks are about the optics? Because that's essentially how I boiled down his comments. And there are a lot of people, whether the critics like it or not, that agree 100% with Matt's take on that and that are in complete agreement. And are they going out to stores and wearing their mask? Yeah, because they have to in order to get in. But they could probably think it's junk science. Everybody's got an opinion about it. That's why, I mean, if you're going to sit here and listen to this show and listen to someone we have on as a guest who played in the NFL to reflect on what's going on and then gives his take on the mask and COVID situation, you can't sit there and be like, oh, this is the end-all, be-all thing. We asked him a question about it. He gave his opinion. you don't have to go along with that. If you're doing your thing in your life and wearing your mask and adhering to the protocols that the governor has put forward, or businesses, whatever it might be, mm-hmm. then that's great. You're doing your thing. And I think a lot of people get hung up and they think that Matt Light is all of a sudden going to sway all these people to take off their masks en masse.
Well, no, I don't think people...
Like women used to rip their bra off at the end of the day after a long work day. They get home, they take the bra off. You walk in the house, you flip the mask off, you're like, oh,
well, that's what you
so
do.
Good.
You breach the threshold of your home, get out of the view of optics or the space of other people's, and you take it off. I would have just asked him what happens when he goes into public places. Like if he goes to get a cup of coffee, but turns out he doesn't go out very much.
But he doesn't.
He does. I think he does go into public places, and I think he doesn't wear a mask.
But don't you think if that were happening, Matt's a pretty recognizable guy. He's a big dude. He's a redhead. He's got a beard. He's a handsome devil. Good morning to Mrs. Light. But that said, don't you think we would have seen something? I mean, we have Karens everywhere videotaping people, like regular people. You don't think somebody would have piped up and been like, I saw Matt getting a coffee. He wasn't wearing a mask. Matt Light hates people.
Nobody's going to say a thing to him.
Not to him, but online. You don't think a photo would have surfaced on somebody's Twitter account with 9,000 burner numbers after it? Like, oh, here's Matt Light at the coffee shop in Foxborough.
No. I mean, Ken was quaking when he asked the question. I mean,
he wasn't even here.
He could barely get the question out.
The Laird question goes viral. No credit at all.
Like the end of his career. Couldn't protect Brady. Now he can't protect his fellow man.
Oh, too easy.
Obscure reference.
Yes.
From a texter. Tommy Boy. A guarantee on a box makes you feel all warm and fuzzy.
Yes.
Well, that's with some people, I think a mask does make them feel warm and fuzzy.
It does. And if that's what makes you feel good, then that's great. It's like the people that ride motorcycles with the novelty helmets, with the brain buckets. You see some people, they're like, oh, it's great. You get a helmet on. No, you don't. That's a toy. It's not a DOT-approved helmet. So you're just wearing it for show. It's for optics. It's just,
everybody's got an opinion about every mask. Every mask is different, as we've discussed a million times. Cloth masks, different from the N95. So I think when Matt says the science is clear, he needed to be more specific in what he was talking about. The science
gators
is clear.
Whatever
those gators are not effective.
They're a waste of time. Right. Waste of time.
Well, no, you're endangering yourself, some are saying, if you wear the gator. Because the droplets are being mucocalized into your mucocules.
Mucocalized.
Yes.
Yes. Yesterday we learned the word catastrophized on the midday program, but today we have gotten mucocalized.
Yes. It's a new kind of molecular gastronomy. Never mind the muscle foam.
Waiter, could I get that? Could I get the avocado foam on the salmon roe mucocalized?
Can I get that mucocalized? Is that it's a little light.
But Greg, this is back to what I said the other day. The people like Dale that have done this every day, where they've gone out, above and beyond, getting to the grocery store early, putting on the masks, all the PPEs, want there to be a reason behind it. They don't want to have had done all these things in vain.
Right. For nothing. They want to believe, and I understand that, they want to believe that what they were told to do was the absolute right response, and should it become clear at some point that they did that in vain, they're obviously going to be upset. I understand that.
Is it the same as
the mucosal surfaces?
The people who share the Bill Gates posts on Face the Post?
Yes. You mean the Bill Gates... that one learns in episode 3 of Surviving Epstein, donated $2 million to MIT on Epstein's behalf, so that Epstein, so it wasn't donated in his name? Yes.
Nice, huh? Nice.
Really?
Yep.
Yes.
Yep.
Yes.
This guy had dirt on everyone.
Everybody.
There's an MIT whistleblower who is in episode 3 of Surviving Epstein, who talks about how Bill Gates and others would be given money by Epstein, and then they would donate it to MIT under their name because MIT didn't want to take any of Epstein's money anymore once he was a convicted pedophile.
But we want your money.
And so they would donate all his money, and then he would show up there to tour the MIT facilities with two assistants, and they were two female, young Russian or Eastern Bloc female assistants.
Underage, I'm guessing. Yeah. Why is that 12-year-old bringing Jeffrey Epstein around MIT?
I can't believe, Curtis, by the way, I can't believe you didn't, like, you're not eating that show up. It's extraordinary.
I've watched episode one. I will get to two and three.
Yeah, get to two and three. If you didn't like one, it gets better. I'm telling you.
I'm all in.
What, Ken?
It's probably a dumb question. Why was the MIT connection so important to Epstein?
Because after he got convicted in Florida, he felt like the only way to, when it came to his name, to reestablish his name or whatever, okay, was to become a philanthropist.
So he funneled so money he gave it to somebody still be a philanthropist, even though nobody knew it was from him. Or I mean,
no, they knew it was him, but they didn't have to have his name on the books as far as who gave it.
Okay. So imagine what he had on Bill Gates that Bill Gates would be willing to do that.
That's a great question.
Melinda's going to be pissed.
Great question.
He does seem like an odd duck. I don't know how to get the.
By the way, Bill Gates, Nick.
Yes,
compression socks guy.
Oh,
he knows.
He wears them when golfing on Nantucket.
Wow.
Yes.
Does he wear them when sitting in studio for 4 hours?
He's a comedian, too.
I don't know.
Does he own a Jerry Thornton joke book?
I think we're a tad bit behind.
Dead to me.
We are a little bit behind, but let me just get Bill quick. Hello, Bill.
Oh, the balloon got loose.
Good morning, guys. Good morning, Greg.
What's up, Bill?
Well, I got two things, okay? Number one, everybody's so mad about Matt Light because for the longest time, Fauci and his minions had the media silencing anybody that spoke out and really, you know, talked with reason instead of fear-mongering. Mm-hmm. And number two, okay, Trump knows this as well. Trump's coming through, too, with truth bombs. That's why he just hired Big Daddy Atlas, who dwarfs little Fauci. Mm-hmm. And you know, like I said yesterday, there's been incidences of Atlas establishing his dominance on little Fauci already. You know, swirlies and all types of things.
Yes.
I heard that little Fauci is the top contender to fight little Jerry in the next big cockfight in Brooklyn.
Little Fauci?
Yeah.
Little Fauci.
It's a Seinfeld reference. Jerry.
We got to take a break.
Orton.
But we will get to the dumbest of the day coming up. And I have yet to get to the Southie testing conspiracy, which I personally have uncovered. Via the Facebook page of the newspaper in Southie.
Your own little walk and eye team.
So we will get to that also coming up in just a little bit.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.